Hello, I'm Philip Stoughton. I'm at Productronica 2023 and I'm on the Adeon Technology Board booth with Steve Driver. Steve, always a pleasure to talk to you. What is Steve Driver doing now?
Hi, Phil. Yeah, first of all, thanks for inviting me on your booth today. Compliments of Andre, obviously. What am I doing now? Well, for the last 4 years, I've been working with Jiva Materials in England. We've developed a soluble PCB laminate, which we're getting some really nice interest and traction on. Yes, that's since selling my board shop 4 years ago. Uh-huh. That's where I've been involved. Seen really nice interest, and the show's been fantastic.
Yeah, it's been a good show, hasn't it? And you've got some other interesting non-executive roles.
I have. I'm working with a startup company in the UK called Studio 29. I've been working with them for 4 years as well. In 2019, switched from being just a product design company to being a PCB assembler and a designer. Okay. So very interesting.
Yeah, interesting stuff. We've been in the industry a long time. I think I first met you when you were running Spemco and hiring out bouncy castles at the weekend. So going back a long time, industry's changed a lot since then, and a lot of business has gone from Europe elsewhere. It's a very different climate to what it was, I don't know how long ago that was, 3 decades at least.
At least 3 decades, Phil. I mean, you was back in those days, you were Circuit Logistics, one of the pioneers of brokering, I remember. That was back in the late 80s, early 90s. Massive changes. And as you know, Phil, I've always been involved in the change, making everything from single-sided to PTFE and flex-widget boards. And where's it going now? Sustainability has been the theme here at this show this week. And I'm so proud to be part of that theme. People are looking for end-of-life issues. We've got a lot of finer lines, maybe smaller volumes as well. Huge changes, a lot of automation. You look around you at the show here, where are the people going to be? We're talking now about AI, we're talking about automation. The industry's had a lot of legacy issues, had a lot of aging issues. We need young people coming through. I mean, you mentioned ourselves. I've been in this industry now for 46 years. It's an awful long time.
Yeah.
And still have a passion for it. The changes are huge.
Yeah, it's in constant change. Interesting what you say about sustainability. I see that as a theme throughout the show, and lots of people talking about not just sustainability, but all the various ESG goals with respect to diversity and social issues. But on sustainability, I see that in technology. What are you seeing in terms of demand for customers? How concerned are they about their Scope 2, Scope 3 emissions and how they're measured?
That's a nice question. And I think we all know there was an element of greenwashing in a lot of organisations. There are some long-stop targets. People were talking about 2030. Now they're talking about 2040. There are some long-stop targets, but there are some serious players. And I think that the ones that are leading the way will take hold of this, because it's not. I don't think it's just the sustainability. It's cleaning up the industry as well. If you look around this show here, additive technology is really taking over, and there's a lot of challenges now against our legacy subtractive processes. The dirty, messy processes. That for me. One of the best innovations I've seen here is an additive technology, which the guys have been developing it for 12 years, and finally, this is their first time at the show, I think that there's a cleanup. Might not all be about sustainability, and it might not all be about circularity, but there's definitely a trend to cleaning up the industry, stop the emissions, and stop the waste.
I think that's really important, and it's not just important in terms of the environmental impact, but it's important on the impact it has on the impression of the industry that young people have, because we do desperately need to get that young talent in. There seems to be a talent shortage, not just in PCB, but in contract manufacturing, in many of these areas. We need to somehow make this industry a little bit more sexy. I know it's going to be pretty challenging. When you look at that talent issue, do you think there are ways we can do a better job of making it more interesting? And on the other side, do you think the automation you spoke of is part of the solution so we can scale the business without recruiting more people?
Well, Phil, for many years, people have been talking about our industry going digital. We are seeing a lot more digital input in the industry now. Yes, you know, the young people that we're talking about, that we're trying to encourage into this industry, they are less forgiving of some of the older technologies. They want a clean place to work. It's not just about money. It's about what we're doing to ourselves, what we're doing to our workplaces, and the areas of interest that they're in. We've got a lot of digitization, which is making it cleaner. There's a lot of reduction in waste and duplication. If I look at the last 3 years, where particularly in the pandemic years, we all spent our lives on Zoom and on Teams and on WebEx calls, and for me, quite exhausting. Yeah. But the younger generation embraced that far quicker. And if I look at the work I'm doing with Jiva, every call we have with Jiva, with some of the major OEMs we're dealing with, is with young people. And I'm going to term the young people as people half our age.
Yep. That's a good start.
But they're very, very focused around what they want out of the product and how they're looking at the sustainability of the supply chain, the waste element of the supply chain. And then not just that, it's the ethics around the supply chain, the labour used, the countries used. And so we've got lots of barriers. We're living in a funny world at the moment. Supply chains were disrupted by COVID. Yeah. The supply chains are now being disrupted by war.
Yeah.
And they're all of our neighbouring countries. Okay, you live a little bit further away now, but they're our neighbours, and for a lot of us, they're our friends. Mm. And I'm sure, you and I feel, we've 3 or 4 years ago, we're sitting having a coffee in Kiev, and only 2 years ago was I sitting in a bar in Israel.
Yeah.
It's very sad what's going on, and the young people are concerned about all of these issues.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I look at, those issues that are driving them, and we need to be cognizant of that when we're developing technology and we're creating product, but we also need to be cognizant of that in the workplace to make it an attractive environment. Last question I wanted to ask you. I've spoken to quite a few leaders of PCB companies in Europe, and the numbers that are being bandied around, that 20 years ago we had 20% of global public manufacturing of printed circuit boards, now we have something in the two and a half maybe. That's sad, because I think there's just some awesome players in the market here in Europe and some awesome technology. The concern is that there's a critical point at which it becomes too small for the equipment suppliers to support, for the technology companies to support. Are we at risk, and is there a way of kind of creating more momentum in the European market? Big question.
It's a very big question, and even if you look at what's happened in the UK this last 2 or 3 weeks, where we've seen two very respectable, very credible PCB shops closed, which is tragic, and those two shops were using good volumes of laminate, inks, drills, and it's making it harder for the supply chain to be support the remaining players. Here in Europe, I've been talking to people here that there's been closures in Europe. There's not even a tenth of the players left that were here 20 years ago. We have had good news, Phil. This week, you've heard about the new factory being built in Europe. We are in danger, but maybe there's still room for further consolidation. We had beautiful news last week with Amphenol, purchasing TrackWise. So a nice consolidation there. We're on a booth with Adeon, who consolidated with CCI.
Yeah.
So maybe we won't see more closures, but hopefully more consolidation and more focus. And look at what's needed to support who's left.
Yeah.
We're very dependent on Asia. We know that Asia has got other agendas, and things are moving out into the Philippines and Thailand. Yes, more's needed in Europe, but I suppose what we really need is more government support in our local markets to encourage the entrepreneurs to continue to take the risks and continue to invest in technology. We are at a critical point. I think we spoke earlier where people say about the PCB being critical. all of the componentry, all of the items on the bill of materials are critical. We've seen people struggling with with capacities and with supply.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope we're at the bottom now. We start to see some growth back in our market.
Yeah.
There's mixed stories around this show.
Yeah,
I think generally the ones that are remaining have got enough work, but we need a bit of a boost, I think, in these next few years.
Absolutely. And I agree with you, it's critical that governments get involved to a certain extent. They need to make sure at least critical parts of the supply chain are protected. You know, Mil-Aero and some of those areas need to have direct access to a short supply chain. They need to be bold. They perhaps need to think about PCBs in the same way they're thinking about semiconductors and support it more in that way. Steve, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for your time. Keep coming to the show.
Thanks, Phil. Lovely to see you.